Shalom, this is Billy Graham and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And speaking of witnesses, I want to talk today, and I do have Brandon and I do have his sister Hannah. Want to say hi?
Hello.
Hello.
And we were talking about the supernatural leading in Brandon's life.
Yes.
And I remember that Brother Hagin, when I was still working for him, I always stayed close to him throughout all of his life, but I worked for him from 1970 to 1980. And I remember he sat in my office one day and he said, shortly before, he said, you're going to be here at an age change. And, or maybe he said, we're approaching an age change. But I somehow got the idea he wasn't going to be here because he directed, all the directions were to me.
Wow.
And he said, there's going to be witness. It won't be just like you stepped over a log and everything was different. He said that age, the coming age, will begin to come into this age. He said there will be the manifestation of angels. And there will be people will start to go beyond the veil and come back and give a witness of it. Some of them will be near-death experiences or even death experiences. They'll rise up and come back. Or, he said, there will be those who will go and they won't die. But they'll go to the other side and then they'll come back and they'll tell about it. They'll give the witness of it. I watched yesterday Pat Robertson and a little girl, 8 years old, who had been in an accident. And while they were trying to, she had fallen down in the middle of a tree, of all things, 30 feet down.
Wow.
And they could tell she was unconscious part of the time and part of the time conscious. But she said that she went to heaven and sat on Jesus' lap. She saw her Mimi, who had gone on, and she'd been very sick little girl. She'd had really bad problems with her digestive system. And Jesus told her, he said, now you're going to go back. And when you do, everything's going to be all right. She came back from heaven, told the story, and everything is all right. She never was ever sick again.
Wow.
So we talked, Brandon, about your going to heaven, having the class on courage.
Yes.
And having the class on the numbers in heaven, and that all numbers mean something. And I thought about Hannah. Hannah's just back from a trip. And while she was out, don't give any names or anything like that, but while she was out, she made a hospital visit to someone who'd been in a car wreck. Had they had a death experience, Hannah, do you know?
Did she die? Or?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really fast. That's what she said. It just happened really fast. Like she went to heaven and then...
She was in a car accident.
Yes.
So she must have... At least maybe a near death, if not a death experience.
Mm-hmm.
But she was caught up to heaven. So you went to pray for her because she needs prayer, right?
Yes.
And then tell about what her experience, what she told you.
She asked my friend and I to come pray for her, or her mother asked us to pray for her daughter. And
now the daughter is 40 years old.
Yes.
The one that happened to.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I didn't really know what I was going to say, but we walked into where she's at and then the room, and she said, I just started asking her about questions about heaven, what heaven was like, and her mom saw, or her daughter saw Jesus, and every time I asked her, you know, I said, I heard you saw Jesus, and she would nod her head yes, because she could speak, but it was just like so tender to her that she could just nod her head and cry. And I asked her what he told her, and she said tell them I'm coming. And she said they don't know, they're not aware of it, people don't know, that how soon he's coming.
We think he is, but and we think everybody knows because we go in circles of believers.
Right.
But when you look at all the people out there, they don't know. Go ahead.
And then I asked her other questions, what heaven was like, and she just different instances. She said like she wanted to go back there, but I said, well, what else did Jesus say? Did he tell you, you know, like, and she said, no, she said, all I know is he said, tell them I'm coming. That's all. Tell them I'm coming. Tell them I'm coming. And I just encouraged her, you know, that that's her assignment that he gave her.
Because she really would like to go back.
Right. And, you know, her daughter's younger and her father's not really around her. And I just encouraged her. I said, you know, she said, yes, I know I'm supposed to be here. And everybody that her family was telling me, everyone who she's around, she always asks, do they know the Lord? She doesn't care. She's so bold. Mm-hmm. And just a boldness and like a tenderness on her. And so, you know, I asked her if she's, you know, if she was talking about prayer and she talked about the Holy Spirit. And I asked her what the Lord
Now, she had not about. Been, I don't think, at the time of the accident, maybe she hadn't been living her fullness to
no,
the Lord.
No, she wasn't.
So when she had the accident, I think she had a death experience because demons came.
Yes. Five of them.
Five demons came to probably get her. But her mother's a praying woman. Yeah. And so
and she saw her grandparents up there. I'm sure they were praying or you know.
Yeah, but angels came then and fought off those demons, right?
Yes, they came and fought them off, and it happened. She said, "Boom, boom." That's how she said it was just so fast.
How the Holy Spirit
everything happened.
Yeah,
and so yeah, and she talked about the Holy Spirit, and I asked her what he'd been talking to her about, and she said, "He says shh," and she put her finger close to her mouth, and she said, "He said, be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I am God."
Now, she saw some people in heaven. Who'd she see?
She saw the angel Gabriel, and she saw one of her great-grandparents that she was really close to.
What did she say about Gabriel?
She said huge. She just looked at him and was like, oh, my goodness, like, he's huge. Like, it just how big he was. She was like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness.
Now, wasn't she one of the ones, Hannah, that like many people said that the prayers affect the angels' ability in the mid-heavens to push back the demons?
Yeah, I think that's what she was saying because she said every time you pray, she was talking about how powerful it was. And how
powerful prayer is.
And she said like the Holy Spirit, like whatever the plans are of the enemy, how she sees just like bam, 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 like the Holy Spirit will just... The way he'll and the enemies or the demons or whatever, they're just, you know, sitting there like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, because she says he does it so fast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right. The power of God. Now, she said that he told her to tell them he's coming. Tell them he's coming. Now, Brandon, that time that you had that vision when you were 18 years old and Jesus
yes.
came. And he wore the breastplate of the high priest. What did he tell you?
He said, tell them I'm coming soon. Tell them I'm coming soon.
Tell them I'm coming soon. Did he mention soon to her, Hannah?
Yes, soon. And she said she was talking about different ones that she knew. They don't know. He's so soon. She said, so soon.
So soon that Jesus is coming. And so what we have right now to live is the rest of our time in the flesh. And it is... It is his will that we walk in his word and that we walk in the anointing. We walk in the fullness of the anointing. Brandon, that's what's been increasing in your life. When you went up to Maryland,
yes.
Did you sense that?
I did. I went up there and preached, and I preached about the power in the name of Jesus and how his name is the name, and he is that name. And I sensed such a strong anointing, and, you know, I had a 45 minutes to preach. So I went to close it about 45 minutes, and I said, you know, God bless you guys. And the people ran up to the front, and they were there for an hour and a half after. So total over 2 hours. For an hour and a half, people were there. God was touching people. God was healing people. Person with back issues hasn't been able to sleep for 9 years. Got her first night of rest. She slept. Another person, her foot was short. It grew out. People were being healed.
Her leg was short.
Yeah, her leg was short. Uh-huh. Grew out. People were being healed all over. The anointing. And I saw people just being touched. God was touching people all over that place.
Brandon, you had an interesting, this was by phone, I think, about the alcoholic.
Oh, it was, I got an email. I have an email, and the person emailed me and said, pray for my son. Pray for my son. He has a little boy, my grandson. My grandson's now living with me. My son has been wrapped up in alcoholism. He can't go without a drink. It's really bad. So I prayed. I bound the spirit of alcoholism over her son's life. I said, you can't touch him. Then I got, you know, a letter just 2 weeks ago and my P.O. box. And it said, Brandon, since you prayed, God touched my son. For over 3 months, he has been alcohol free.
Praise God.
He never went to any meetings. He started going to the meetings. He's doing so well. They want him to talk about how he overcame his addiction.
Praise
God. The power in the name, thousands of miles away.
Now, you when you got that email and asked you to pray, did you pray?
I did.
You took it to the Lord.
I took it to the Lord, right there.
And he was delivered.
He was delivered.
No, no distance in the spirit, but you have been now almost 2 years.
Yes.
That you've been being trained by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And your faith has risen very high.
Yes.
And the anointing has been increased. And she had faith to write the email.
Right.
And your faith joined together because the man, the alcoholic man, the little boy was involved too, wasn't he?
Yes.
And he wanted prayer for his dad.
Yes, and his little boy sent me a $20 offering. The little boy.
Oh, praise Jesus.
And the boy, she told me that the boy was able to sleep the whole night. He's been not being able to sleep at night because he's concerned about his dad.
Oh,
and they said
Jesus,
that he was able to sleep that night.
Praise Jesus. So it was the little boy, the grandmother, mm-hmm. The mother of the man, and you, and of course, God. But somebody
yes.
had to. There's an interesting thing about God. It's not need that moves him. It's the devil that causes needs. If God was moved by need, then the devil who lights the fire, God would be going around putting out the fire, and the devil would be leading God.
Yes.
So God made this very wonderfully magnifical, safe way for him to bless his people, and it's called faith.
Wow. Amen.
And so when you reach out in faith, then he can answer faith.
Yes. And you know what? To
me, not being led by the devil.
It became real to me. It wasn't something I've read and said, oh, okay. It became real to me. Mm-hmm. I saw those scriptures. Those scriptures came alive in me. I'm not just reading them. They're real to me. Mm-hmm. I know it. I believe it. I'm not trying it. I know that sickness has to go.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Hannah. And we're so glad for the witness of the Lord. And now here we are come to Friday, and you've got an opportunity to go to church and praise him and worship him with others. A good church that teaches the Word of God and flows with the Holy Ghost. And we'll be looking for you back here with us on Monday. One of our partners wrote, said, I make it a moed to be with you. An appointment. Shalom.